Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Amy Nelson from Local Splash. I'm with the Revenue Department. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just chatting with Miss Maria. She was trying to transfer you over to me, but the internal system for transferring between the two departments sometimes is a bit sticky.
Yep. I explained that she couldn't do it, so
yeah.
She's calling.
Yeah, sometimes it just really causes a little issue, you know, but it's cool. So she tells me that you have a different business that you want to sign up outside of the one you have with us currently. Is that correct?
Yes, I have another plumbing business, different state.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Okay, and what is the phone number for that business?
It is 817-955. Oh, are you sure? It's 816, I'm sorry. 816-955-1067.
Next Level Plumbing?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. It has a GBP, Google Business Profile. It has a one-star review.
Yeah.
It's
tough up here.
Three.
Not going to lie,
okay.
It's tough.
It's okay.
And these people, you know, in Missouri, the state of Missouri, people are, you know, they're a little more country out here.
Yep.
So
understood.
There's not a lot that leave reviews. So for the customers that love us, some of them don't know how to leave reviews.
Okay.
And you know, they tell us, like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, okay, well, you know,
That's
great, but.
Yeah. We can help with that though. Once we get control of this one, what we can do is we can actually send you a link that's going to, you can like send to them. And I know it's tough. This is why I like to send the link specifically, is because for older people, you're right. Like it is, they just struggle like with this stuff, especially the country ones. And I can say that because I was born in Mobile, Alabama. So I'm about as country as it gets.
Yeah,
I know. And I understand. So the older they are and the less technologically savvy they are, the more issue you're going to have, in addition to the fact that they just usually plain old don't want to do it or they don't care, you know?
Right. Service was good. That's
yeah.
It. They're happy. That's
exactly.
It.
They're going to keep calling you back because this is a good one. But because you have these negative ones, we are going to want to try to get as many family, friends, anybody to leave you that five-star review so we can crank that rating up, okay?
I've been in business since 2009, so I kind of know the game, right?
Yeah.
I know. Now, I did. I had 10 people go on there and leave reviews.
Uh-huh.
There was 10 five-star reviews on there.
Uh-huh.
They all got to Google, they disappeared.
Okay.
No explanation, nothing. Like, Google didn't go say, hey, you know, we suspect
these
fraud.
These are false or anything. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
Just delete it, and they're gone. So I was what happened? Like, I don't know. I never knew Google did that.
Do you have pictures of those reviews at all? Did you maybe, like, have taken a photograph of them or anything?
Let me look. I'm not for sure. Let's see here. I think I did because I was showing the guys. I was like, look. And I told him how much I hated doing it. Like, look, I don't like doing this because I'm just, you know, I'm not that way. I want real people to put real reviews. And, you know, they were, then when they disappeared, I was like, oh God. Let's see.
If you need to answer that, I don't mind holding.
No. That's fine. That's my son's phone. I know it's hard to promote a company that's only one star, but I promise
it's
you.
No, it's not a problem. We're going to help you. We're going to take care of it. Okay?
We are not. It just seems like everybody out here, the ones that leave the reviews are the unhappy ones.
Right. Okay. So,
I may have not took a picture of those reviews.
Right. Okay. That's okay. We can't necessarily recover them then if there's no record of them, but we could definitely get you more. That's not a problem. You know we're good at that, and we can definitely do that. So for this one, what is the email address that you want the information to go to?
No, that would be nextlevelplumbingkc@gmail.com
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com
Okay. So let me go ahead and take a look at your other package. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. All right. So there's, you have that. Oh, snap-a-doodle. Snap-a-doodle. Hold on a second.
Nathan, did I send, remember when we had those, you know, those 10 five-star reviews through Google?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Like a screenshot or anything like that?
Do you remember? I was looking for the pictures on the group text, but I don't know if I sent them to you. I don't know if I sent them to
you. And you don't have to have it right this minute. Like at any point, if you find them, that would be really good to, that would be really good to give us. So that way we have the ability to try to recover them for you. Because either way, we can go to Google and we can say, hey, listen, this client of ours, this guy, he had this many reviews, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. But they're not showing. And then they're going to ask us, hey, do you have a record of them? Do you have any photographs, screenshots, you know, anything like that? And if we do, then it makes it easier for us to recover and a lot more likely that we're going to be able to. But if not, then not. We'll just have to get more. It's not going to hurt you, but it obviously would help if we could. You see what I'm saying?
All the family members, I'll still get them to do it.
We're also going to want to try to respond to these guys that are on here. Like the ones that you have, you through your home warranty and is never, that's not on you. That's
right.
Not your fault.
I've responded to those home warranty ones, but I've been asked to take them down by the home warranty because obviously customers are little crybabies, and they call the warranty, and they're like, well, look what they're saying. Look what they're saying on there.
Then why weren't they asked to take them down? That's crud.
Right, exactly. And one of those guys is even they do work for the home warranty as well. So why wasn't they asked to take them down if I had to take mine down? So, but it's whatever. I'm the bigger guy. I just walk away and be like, okay, it's whatever.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah. Big baby about it. What that Richard one? That dude's
yes.
A big baby.
I could tell. And any grown man that gets on there and cries about inflation. Hello,
right.
Of course it costs more for the parts.
And we tried to help him. We tried. We offered to lower prices. Like he's totally lying about everything. But it's whatever. Like I screenshotted the text and I put them. They were all on the review and I showed where we tried to help him. So it made him, you know, be the liar that he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I am the one that got, you know, had to take
screwed
it down.
In the
so
end.
It's like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's
not your.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's definitely what it is, so.
Okay. Hold on. I need her to note the account so that way I can get a code for you. Okay. All right. So you want the same package that you have with the other business, the one in Bakersfield?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the address for this Next Level Plumbing?
So it's 22159 East Panama Road, Nevada, Missouri. It's spelled just like Nevada.
Yep.
4772.
Got it.
But now, So do we have to show an address? So this is the problem. Out here, I work out of my house.
That's I'm okay. The address house. Doesn't have to show. No, it
okay.
doesn't. Mm-mm. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get her to put the notes so that way everything goes and she gets her credit as well. Where's the button I'm looking for? I'm not used to this. Okay.
So shouldn't I get the credit since I sold it? Because she didn't really sell it.
Okay. The credit within the company, she's on the operations side. I'm on the sales side. So we assigned the sale to an individual. Normally it would be an opener and I'm the closer, right? But with this particular situation, she could still get like a credit within the company for making basically a fresh sale, even though it came from another account. Does that make sense?
I got it. I was just joking.
Yeah. So I'm just telling her, go in and put your notes or I'm not going to be able to give you the credit for it. Like, cause I asked her to input her notes. So I was just trying to give her a minute. Now with the package, how far out do you want to service, Mike?
So because we're out in kind of a rural area,
mm-hmm.
Can I pick, do I have to
mm-hmm.
pick how
no.
far I want to go?
No,
can
you
I
can pick cities. That's fine. Give me just a second
okay.
here. The phone number you want us to call for the client interview, is that going to be the number we're speaking on, the 661, or you want us to go to the 816?
No, call the 661 because my son runs the other one.
Okay. Let me just notate this here. This is a current client with another business that we represent. Okay. UN. Let's do this. Okay, that's going to work for this, I think. Okay. Beautiful. All right. When do you want the phone calls? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday through Monday?
Monday through Friday.
What hours?
It's for rural area right now. It's hard to go elsewhere on the weekends and stuff. I'm going to say 8 to 5.
Okay. Any emergency services?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Just because, and I know that's a big thing, you know, searching
okay.
emergency.
Right. Okay. No worries. Okay. Okay. Just in the staff notes. Okay. Here we go. What cities do you want?
So Nevada, obviously. Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
El Dorado Springs.
El Dorado uh-huh. Springs. Got it?
Maybe it's El Dorado. I don't know. I'm Californian, so
I'd say El Dorado personally, but okay. I mean, I also would never say Nevada. But
right. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. Around here, they're real picky about it, and I asked them, I said, why do you guys say Nevada? Nevada. They said, well, actually, hun, they told me, actually, we were here first. If you look, she gets, and so Nevada, Missouri was here before the state of Nevada. So she's like, so shouldn't it be Nevada? No, you're right. If you were here first, then it definitely should be what you guys made it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're touchy about that. So we just let them have it.
Right. Well, so, that's fine. We don't really care, you know.
Right.
That they want to
right.
be weird. We understand.
Yeah. I argue with the old lady at the post office, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want to give her a spin. She's been sitting there wondering that for a long time.
Right. It is spelled Nevada, but we say
yeah.
Nevada.
Okay. All right. That's
yeah.
fine.
Perfect.
You do you, boo, right? Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Lamar.
Okay.
Joplin.
Okay.
Yes, I'm doing advertisement for up here. What are cities should I? I already said. But, well, I'm trying to go that way. You know,
you're trying
Web
to go towards
city.
The money.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Web
City.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Cartledge.
Okay.
He sees it, right? Right. You're seeing these, right? Or
Me? I haven't pulled up a map. No, I'm just taking them down, but I can pull a map. Not a problem. Hold on.
I just want to make sure we got the right spelling, because like I said, some of the things I say is not always how it's pronounced.
It's okay. Here, let me get a map. Map. Where is it?
What about you?
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah, you got Fort Scott, Kansas.
Fort Scott, Kansas.
Fort
That's actually his.
Scott, Kansas. Okay.
Yeah, that's Missouri, but yeah, you know, it's right. It's 15 minutes away from us.
Pittsburgh is off that way.
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Okay.
That's probably about it, huh?
Yeah.
There was one you said. There's one you said before Fort Scott.
Carthage.
Carthage.
I have that as C-A-R-T. L-I-A-G-E?
No.
H.
T-H. T-H.
Okay. C-A-R-T-H. I-G-I-A-G-E?
Yeah.
It sounds
okay.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'm looking here at you. So what about Cedar Spring?
Where does that go?
I don't know. I think it's on the east side. Okay, I see Pittsburgh. Okay, I see where you're going. Okay, okay. I see Nevada. I see Fort Scott. What about Deerfield?
Deerfield.
Okay.
My brother-in-law's been here longer than I have. So,
right.
Got Lakeville, which is right there by.
Okay, we got Deerfield. Let me see what else we got here. I see Fort Scott right there. Okay, it's right on the border. Okay, are you guys going to, like, Shell City or to Sheldon, or are you just staying in a straight line across?
With Lamar, yeah.
Yeah, we can go to Sheldon.
Okay, what about Collins? Are you going to Collins? That's east, I think.
No,
okay.
Yeah, that's we're trying to stay towards the
you're going towards the state line is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, pretty much. We're pretty much, like I said, we are 30 minutes away from Kansas. So from my property, you know,
right.
El Dorado is kind of the furthest we want to go because my son lives over there.
Understood.
And that's 15 minutes. And then the other, we're going south, and then we're going west, you know, kind of all that
okay.
line. All,
there's Garland all the that looks like it's on the cut. It's on both sides is what it looks like to me. But I don't know if you want that.
Yeah, we'll do that if it's right there and it's on the way. As long as it's in between here and Joplin, and then Pittsburgh and Fort Scott, as long as it's in that vicinity, we'll go there.
Okay. Okay. Go out of the way. All right. I'm still trying to find. I found Prescott. I'm still looking for Pittsburgh. I don't see it.
Pittsburgh, Kansas?
Yeah.
So
I believe that it's there.
If you look at Joplin and you look at to the west, of Joplin,
mm-hmm.
it should be, and maybe back north just a little bit, it should be right there.
Okay, all right, I'm just going to look from Joplin, because that's what's going to do me. Okay, I see now. Mm-hmm. All right, I got it. Okay, all right, well, okay, and I see Carson. Okay, I see. All right, yep, a Web City. Okay, there's Morgan Heights is right there?
Yes. Where is Morgan Heights?
Morgan Heights is between Carthage and Webb City.
So then, yeah.
And then, that looks good. Okay. You can always make adjustment, too, if you want to. Okay?
Oh.
All right. Do you obviously want us to do the website, right?
Yeah, because I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing for...
Okay,
or,
you do have a Google Business profile that's already set up. Do you have access to that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Has a GBP. Has a few negative reviews. Would like our help with, if possible. All done from his warranty. Work company. Those reviews should really go to the warranty company, not to you.
And they should, you know, and I know a lot of people say, so here is half the problem. So
you know, say I come to your house and denied, you know, you obviously going to go put a bad review on me. So the warranty, the bad thing is there, which, hey, nothing against foreigners. There's a lot of foreigners that work for the warranty company. So
right.
And they're relaying.
Yeah, got it.
They say what they say is they say, oh, the plumbers are the one who decided that. So they'll call us and they're like, well, they're saying you said, like, no, look, let me explain to you how it works. We call in an estimate. We give them a bid to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your coverage, that's what's covered.
Right.
Okay, but you're saying I have to pay that. And I'm like, well, I'm
somebody has to pay for it.
Pay.
I'm not paying
I'm
for
not
it.
Gonna,
I don't need
I don't
the,
work
the
for
word.
Free.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I don't work for free. Do you go to work? And I'll tell some of them, do you go to work for free?
Right.
Or are you going to go work for your boss for free? Like, I'm
right.
And I'm not being rude about it.
No,
you know,
you're
saying,
not. But it doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to work for free.
Right. Like, no one's going to work for free. So,
no.
So, you know, and that's what they get mad at. They get
that's
mad at.
That's called volunteering.
That. Right. And so you want me to come out there and work for nothing? Like, I don't understand the logic behind that, because I, you know, and I'll tell them, I don't really feel that you would go to work for nothing, you know,
right.
Like, and so we offer to lower prices. Like, hey, look, we see right here, we can probably lower it a little bit and we'll try to save you what we can, but
work with
they
you.
Go and put the negative reviews because of the warranty. And I'm not saying it's all of them. The warranty says, oh, the plumber is the one who said you had to pay that. Well, that's not true. Like, you know, warranty work sucks.
But it's a good way to get something in.
It gets your foot in the door everywhere. Like, I was
yeah.
able to come out here and work, start in October, and, you know, make enough where we have three trucks, and, you know, we're working. We're all making money. We're getting paid. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like I can pretty much go anywhere. But I need to build my customer base so I can drop. I would like to drop warranty work.
Right.
So it's like this. I mean, like I said, there is a lot of people who love us. We get
mm-hmm.
5-star reviews every day, but those are through the warranty app. So I wish I can convince some people, hey, please go onto these Facebook, Yelp, Google, like everywhere you can, and scream from the top of your lungs. Like, you know,
well, you will be able to. So while they're there and you know that they're 1,000,000% happy, what you're going to be able to do is from their mobile device, say, okay, can you just log on to my website real quick? blahblahblah.com, right? And then there'll be a Google review button that they can literally click right there, like while you're standing
okay.
there. Okay.
Perfect.
Once the website's up, you're going to say, click on the review button on my website. Okay. Do you mind just, you know, the warranty company is great and that's going to keep more warranty work coming in, but I am also trying to gain clientele outside of this to build up my base, you know? So if you could do that, that would really help me, you know? And that'll be a
right.
little tip that you can do. Now, is the company licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. And then another service that you guys would be available for is Google Guarantee. It would be an upgrade for what you currently have. Something a little bit different. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's guaranteed leads coming directly from Google.
I have no, and you know, so I've been doing. I used you guys years ago.
Yeah.
You know, probably when you first started. Probably, well, I don't know when you guys started, but probably 2009. You know, 2010.
Oh yeah, we've been in business since 2004. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys were just babies then, as me. You know, you guys just starting.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But it, you know, and I think at that time you guys did some. Whoever sold me, they sold me on some paid. You know, some like paid.
Mm-hmm.
And for pay per click or whatever it was, I don't remember because it's been so long ago. But it just got it got hefty real fast. And I know you can dispute those ones, but it got to where it was becoming a problem. Like, you know, I would
yeah.
be like, hey, listen to that call. That's not even a, you know, like there was nothing. It was
right.
You know, and it became a problem. So my question is on that guaranteed Google, just because I don't know enough about it. I have seen
yeah.
it, but
I'm an expert on it. The calls are recorded. All the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. They're real-life human beings on the other end of the phone. There's only two instances that it's actually considered a qualified call. That's if the client asks for price over the phone and you give price over the phone, or if you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers an actual qualified lead. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with a company, if it's a service you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, or if it's a they're requesting service in an area that is not listed in your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged, flat out not charged. You have the ability to dispute the calls, as do we. As Google gets the call recording, we have it, as does as do you through the Local Splash dashboard. Now, the kicker on this is that they have AI listening. So they're listening for those buzzwords. In the event that a call did happen to scrape through the system, then you would just say, hey, this is a dispute. It doesn't meet the qualifications. The qualifications of a qualified call through Google Guarantee are very, very simple. Okay, there's only those two things. If you set appointment face-to-face estimate, or if you give estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. Now, you also are in complete control of the package. So what Google is guaranteeing is they're guaranteeing the general public, pardon me, that you are a quality service provider, that you have been tried and true. And you've gone through the background process, you've gone through the vetting process, you have the business insurance, the business license, and things that it requires. And Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Okay, so with that being said, what they're able to do is they're able to go ahead and advertise you in the guaranteed section, which is at the very top of the page, and you're able to be super specific with the particular areas that you want to be coming up in. Additionally, with the package, you also have access to all of these features, like to be able to be very specific with the type of jobs that you want. If you want, you know, there's specific things within the plumbing vertical. So if you're looking specifically for the water heater install, for example, or the different pieces to the puzzle. Now, the upfront cost on that is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It would go to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate background checks. So if that's brother-in-law, if that's son, whoever that is, as long as they can pass background check, they would go down as employees for face-to-face employees, and that would be great. It takes about 4 to 8 weeks for that entire process to happen, and then once it's completely processed and your application is completely processed and your Google Guarantee approved, what happens after that is we set the minimum monthly budget. The leads for your area are phenomenally low. I've never seen it this low for a plumber. There are only $13.33 per lead, and that's for every single type of lead that you possibly could be getting through the plumbing vertical. It never goes up, it never changes. And the minimum monthly budget that's required by Google is only $174. So the way it works is if you, once you get the Google Guarantee approval, we call you, we set the minimum monthly budget for $174. That's the minimum. That's for 13 leads. Those leads come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase or decrease them. For example, you take on the first couple of leads. You want to increase them. You really want to crank them up. You want 8 leads in a week or 10 leads in a week, whatever the case is. Once the budget is completely exhausted, then it would refill at the time of your choosing. Additionally, the latter is true. Say all of you happen to go on vacation for, you know, I don't know, 2 months, or you choose you take on a job that's going to keep all of you busy for, you know, 2 weeks. Whatever the case is, you can call and pause the campaign. When the campaign is paused, absolutely zero calls come through. There's no accidental oopsies, maybes, and that budget also pauses right where it's at. So if there's $98 left in the budget, that pauses and rolls over. You can pause it ever. You have the ability to pause it for as long as you want, and that budget will always remain. It's not an automatic monthly charge. That is above and beyond and separate from the regular package that you and I are talking about, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can go ahead and try. Yeah, we can try it here since it's pretty cheap.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Now, the thing that's going to be required is we got to get those 5-star reviews, so we're going to crank that up, and we're going to get that going, okay? So let me see here. So you want to do the regular $249 package, and then that the only other thing that we're going to charge right now is that $250 application fee to get that going. So your investment today is going to be about $499, and the reoccurring will be the $249, okay?
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, give me just a second here. Let me see. Okay, I'm just going to go like this, and I'll just take out what I don't need. Sometimes these packages have a couple of extra features. What you were talking about before was the Google Ads, and Google Ads have come so far since 2009. Like, there was a lot of the things that you were speaking about, you know, just like no recourse to get anything back, or this was a dead call, things like that. And Google Ads have come so far since then, but I'm going to tell you, above and beyond any product on this planet, between the Google Local Listing and this particular service with the Google Guarantee, it is my absolutely favorite product.
It makes to advertise with the people that, you know, that have the internet. So, I mean,
right,
you know, I've
exactly
wanted to, but you just hear these stories like, man, I didn't get nothing, and like,
right,
you know, I spent a lot of money, and then, mm-mm, you know, and one,
yeah,
guy's like, man, I set it as high as I could, and it was running me like $6,000-$7,000. Like, you know, and I'm
no,
just like,
No. We work, this is completely different. Those ones that you hear about like that, if it's the Google Ads, yes, that it can do that. Even through stuff like HomeAdvisor or Angie's, like you hear those nightmares, you hear those terrible stories about that kind of stuff, and it can be really, really rough. But that's why Google built this service, is to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So there's just, it's just amazing. So, let me see here. So the card you're putting on file, is it the billing address going to be the East Panama Road, or is it going to be a different billing address?
Nope. It's going to be the East Panama Road.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card. Go ahead.
Okay. 4427-4266-2150-4574.
Expiration month and year?
11/27.
3-digit code on the back.
817.
I need to set a security question on the account. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name, fine.
Which is?
Capps, C-A-P-P-S.
Got it.
To just say my mother's name, because she never married my dad. So I'm a foster child.
No, you're not. She was married in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
All right. I'm charging the card now for the $4.99. That's for the Google Guarantee. You will see it come up as LSA, local service ad, on the invoice. You know that everything here is done month to month, that there's no contract universally. That's how we do things. So there's a couple of pieces here that we're going to do, and that's going to be, I'm going to send you the application itself. I'm also going to have them, so first things first, I'm going to send you it. When we get off the phone, I'm going to text you what we call the tiny URL. That's going to be where I need you to get me 5 5-star reviews ASAP. Okay? Family, friends, shoot it out. I know you can come up with 5 soon as possible. And then more than that, that's what we need for the application itself. Okay? But more than that, it's going to help us with the other situation, with the other stuff that you've got on there. Okay? I'm going to send out the application itself. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee. Now, if I'm just going to say this with all due respect, if for any reason you're not 100,000,000% positive that both son and brother-in-law or anybody that you're putting on there as an employee can pass a background check, then do not put them on there. Anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor will fail. It'll fail the entire application. Okay? And I'm not...
My nephew, they got nothing but driving, you know, stuff. So
okay, and that's fine. That's perfect. So what you're going to do is you're going to fill it out. You're the owner, okay? And then the field is going to ask for field workers. And you're going to put the field workers' names, Social Security, and driver's license in. And after that, they're going to conduct the background check. Evident ID or Pinkerton will be contacting you, because what they're going to do is they're going to go through the advanced verification. They'll need, like, they'll ask for something random, but that we walk you through the entire process. So as of today, what we're going to do is we're going to schedule your client interview, and then I'm going to send the application for the Google Guarantee. We would like to schedule it for tomorrow so that you have at least 24 hours with the application, so you can go ahead and get it all filled out. What time tomorrow would you like your client onboarding?
I don't care. I'm open.
Okay, and you'll have the application done by then?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Do you want to do the 9 a.m.?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let me go ahead and do this.
No, quick question. I do have a quick question, though. So
yeah.
I have a criminal background from when I was 18.
Okay.
Now, it's, I mean, obviously when I was 18, I'm 41. It's been a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, 7 years or older doesn't count.
Okay, perfect. So we're,
yeah.
we're
7 years or older doesn't count. Don't worry about that. In the event that it was flagged, listen, this is the thing. If the business is licensed and insured on its own, anybody can be the owner. Okay. But, and it should not flag because it's so old, but if for some reason it flagged, just put your brother-in-law as the owner.
Okay.
Okay. It's not the end of the world. It'll be fine. And it's going to work out very well. Yeah. We have very, it is a small window, of things, but I seriously, we've checked this time and again. It's tried and true that it is not a problem if it's older than 7 years. And yours is like not just like, you know, 7 years and 2 months. It's like, you know, 32
yeah.
years. Like, it's like a lot of years. It's 20 something years, you know, like,
yeah.
yeah.
And
okay,
I passed multiple backgrounds.
Oh, then you're going to be fine. Yeah. Absolutely. No worries. So what you're getting now is, you're going to get this. I'm going to send you this. I need you just to go ahead and click on the terms for me and then sign them and you're good to go. I have everything else that I could possibly need and we're going to go ahead and get this going. And I'm going to text you that tiny URL when I text it to you. I text it to your son right now is what happened. I just texted it to your son's phone. Hold on. Let me put your phone in.
You guys are already calling me. Do I answer that or?
Why? No. Why are we calling you?
I don't know.
Well, you're welcome to click over and I'll hold. I don't know why they're, who is dialing him while I'm on
okay,
the line. Yeah, I don't understand. That makes zero sense. Here, let me just go ahead and pop this in really quickly and then get you to sign those terms and conditions. I'm going to resend it right now. And then, so your son's phone number is the phone number on here that's for all communication and contact. I really don't want to put your phone number as the phone number for this account because it's going to jack the two accounts up. Does that make sense?
Okay. No, it does. It does. But now,
I'm going to put you as the preferred contact within the preferred contact system. So regular text will go to his cell phone. Preferred contact means they will contact you for all of the other things. Let me see here. Hold on. Okay. I wonder if there's a way. If there's a way that I can put the six, I'm going to get with them. I'm going to get with them and then I'll call you back. So put the 661 number as the contact for you on this and the other account. I'm hoping that it's not going to mess it up. And then I need the tiny URL as well. Okay. All right.
He works out in the field. So, you know, it, sometimes, and I mean, he's not going to be able to answer the questions
yeah.
that I can. In
right.
most cases, I mean, he'll be able to answer some, but, you know, I don't want you guys to have to him be like, oh, hold, you know, let me.
Yeah. No. I understand. I'm going to work it out. Don't worry. I'm going to work it out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Did you get the terms and conditions?
I did.
Okay.
I
can you go ahead? Perfect. Did you check the box certifying you're the person that made the purchase today on behalf of the company? Above it. It's like right above that.
I don't think it even gave me that. It just said, oh, no, I didn't get the terms and conditions. I got shown the appointment.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that would have been text, correct?
Correct.
Oh, did you get a text? Oh. Sorry, I was looking at the email. She sent a copy of her. Please click to accept. Okay.
Okay. Should be good. It should be asking for the username and password.
Yes, it did.
Okay. You'll get that in about 3 to 5 days time. So I just sent over the application. I'm going to text over the URL as soon as I get it, and then we'll get going from there. Okay?
Oh, perfect.
All right. Thank you for your time. And I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line as well, so you're able to reach out to me directly. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.